this flavor. Now who can challenge? Apart from
because
other...
Because you don't know the real cause scientifically, so you say it is a god.
That's you are a scientist, but you are a greater rascal. You cannot explain where from this flavor has come.
Well, we're working on that, and we'll find out.
But working, but we have got the already conclusion. Why should we work like a fool?
That's an excuse, because you cannot explain to your children when they come.
No, no, we are explaining.
So you say
Krishna said, this is I am, this is God. This is God. You are fool, you are searching after. But we know, here is God. Aham. Krishna says, I am this flavor. So as soon as you have this flavor, you understand Krishna is there. There is here. This is Krishna consciousness. Prabhasmi Sarishujaya.
There was an
just like this sunshine is there. Here is Krishna. So we have no difficulty. Prabhasmi Sarishujaya. Yes,
there was now a statement from the scientists. Scientists are no longer positive why the sun shines. Like, they were positive, and they said we were positive. Now they are no longer positive why the sun shines.
What is that, positive?
They don't know. Before they were sure, now they're not sure why the sun shines. They had concocted an idea, and they declared it as a law. Scientific law. Now they have, again, doubting their own law.
Actually, the flavor that's in the flower comes from the different secretion, and it's by different mixture, different flavors come out.
Rascal, what is that mixture?
By chance.
By chance.
Different chance creates different flavor.
They have, scientists have analyzed, all smells come in 7 or 8 basic smells, burnt, sweet, bitter. So they said a rose is 7 sweet, 2 burnt, and 1 bitter. So they take the chemicals, and it doesn't smell like a rose. They put the 7 sweet and 1 burnt, and it doesn't smell rose. But just the statement that they are no longer...
With our chemicals, the smell of the rose.
Just like now they've created flowers, plastic flowers that give scent.
Yeah, sure. Right. They have taken material from the already created. Here's without factory it's made.
If you ask
but there's no seed
to...
in the plastic block. No seeds to create
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
There was a scientific law called Heisenberg's Law of Uncertainty, that because this Heisenberg just died, so they wrote his philosophy, that you cannot observe anything and give a conclusive answer to anything that we see. Uncertain. No one can make a decisive statement.
Why you are giving this conclusive answer? Why he is giving?
So all he's saying is, like what to Socrates, I only know that I don't know.
In other words, he's admitting he has a limited senses.
See, I don't know means that you are a rascal, so you know. So why you are preaching? You know that you are a rascal, then why you are preaching? We are teaching.
They showed his picture in the...
That's all right. He said, I know that I don't know. See, if you don't know, that means you are a rascal. So knowingly that you are a rascal, why you are taking the position of a teacher? That is cheating. You are a rascal, cheater.
Then his That's picture was with the beer.
He wants to teach everyone.
Einstein was also a drunkard.
He would say, I've taken this position of teacher because I want everyone to say I don't know.
But just say I don't know.
It is very similar to deal with this. They are other day one professor came to see me from Kabuddi. He was very submissive, but still he would argue like this, that whatever Krishna is making me to do, I am doing. I told him, Krishna is asking you to surrender. Why don't you surrender? No, I will. I shall surrender.
Yes. There's a story I tell.
Just see.
So there was a man. Oh, when he wills me to surrender, I'll surrender.
But
when
he's directly saying you surrender. Mm-hmm. Still, he has to will. Just see the argument.
He already willed 5,000 years ago.
Cheating.
No, there was there's a story like that, that a cow ate a man's grasses. So the man beat the cow and the cow died. So Yamaraj came. And he was saying, oh, Krishna willed me and I killed the cow. It is all Krishna's karta. I did not kill. So Yamaraj said, well, who planted this rice? He says, I did. And who purchased this land? He says, I did. And who raised that land? He says, I did. And who did that? I did. And who killed the cow? They want to take credit.
Yeah.
When they do something for their sense gratification. But to sacrifice, Krishna has to tell me. Krishna will do it. They say, why did Krishna create evil? Then there's a very peculiar question that comes sometimes. If Krishna knows that we were going to fall down, why didn't he save us or something like that?
He saved me.
In the West, that is a very popular question.
He's asking, I will save you, you send that to me.
But that means he knows everything in advance.
Yeah, he knows that your rascal will fall. Yeah. Therefore, he says, do this, he'll not fall.
And they don't seem to take that answer. They're very
They've become very embittered. Why he permits us, if he's all loving God,
he's not
why
permits.
He permits us to suffer?
He's permits, but you insist that you have to understand that you have got little independence. Yeah. They do not understand.
No, they're not satisfied. Then they say, why he give us this independence then?
That is the distinction between you and the stone. Otherwise you would have remained a stone. Because you are moving, therefore he has given you the independence.
There's also a question in that same line. They say that in the spiritual world, we say that everything is peaceful, there is no birth and death, there is no material conditions. So if the conditions in the spiritual are so nice and everything is spiritual, how is it that one can become envious of Krishna in such conditions? Yeah. This is a very
original sin.
Why are we envious?
How is it that if everything is free from envy, free from bad material elements, how is it that this
That is independence. That is independence. In spite of all these things, because you have got little independence, you can violate.
Say Krishna is
not.
They don't want
because you are part and parcel of God. God has got full independence, but you have got little independence, proportional.
And their idea
because
is that
you are part and parcel.
They want to blame God for their predicament, like a bad child. You know, so you made me do it.
Yeah.
What can I do?
Now they say, why you gave me birth?
Yes.
They say like that.
Cursing almost.
Also.
Not almost.
The atheistic will sometimes argue, what does your Krishna do for the suffering people? What does he do? Why doesn't he come now and help the poor people? They are suffering.
I tell
why
them
doesn't he come and help?
In Andhra, I said, there's so much land where they're growing tobacco, you could grow food. But in the Gita, it says, once coming there, he never returns.
But if he likes, he can return. That independence has to be accepted. Little independence. We can misuse that. Krishna Bhuliya Jiva Bhagavancha. That misuse is the cause of our fall down.
In Krishna book it says that there was a some color fighting in Dwarka. They were throwing color, and some men became lusty seeing the women. So will that be the first part of their fall down? To be in Vaikuntha and think of personal lust with Krishna's associates?
Yes. That is God. God is not meant for satisfying you.
That man was dragged down by the people in the audience anyway.
Took him out of.
He was dragged down by the people in the audience. He was an agitator.
Preaching one is a great fight, struggle.
Yes, very strong.
So you are all soldiers. Even if you lay down your life by fighting, you are recognized by Krishna. Mm. Krishna will see that this devotee has laid down his life. So So let us go on fighting, even if we die, what is that? We are going back. Jivo va marova. A Vaishnava, a sadhu, either he lives or dies. He is under the protection of Krishna. Jivo va marova. If he dies in the battlefield, he goes to heaven.
Now, in the past year, though, communism has come under many attacks in the magazines and newspapers.
Hmm?
Communism has been openly attacked as failure.
Communism?
Yes, many places.
It is a failure.
Yeah.
There was a recent issue of Newsweek.
I think, and only in the world, that is the real country where people are really starving. In Russia.
Russia, yes.
Now they're having drought. I'm trying to get wheat from a freezing cold. And they have their favorite class also. The party members are only a fraction of the population, and they get all the benefits.
Yeah.
Well, they have their caste system also. It was created out of envy for the...
I think I've discussed this.
Yes, you cannot take the greed out of man.
Yeah.
That is right on the head. That is the exact point. If they are suffering for the greed of the Vaishyas, so they kick out the Vaishyas. But then they are also more greedy.
They're greedy.
Plus, they are low class.
Thus, the worst thing is that they do not accept any form of religion whatsoever.
The Russian atheist communism was because the Christian church used to favor the Vaishyas, so they buried them together. In their hatred for the Vaishyas, the church also was buried. Very blind.
That's always been one of the main criticisms against the Catholic Church. They have so much money and land.
He said, religion is the opiate of the people. So there was a cartoon that Marx came back in 1976, and they said, no, opium is the religion of the people.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, opium is the religion of the people, because everyone is taking drugs. You say religion is the opiate. Now, opium is the religion. I think there should be no private property. They're discussing this in Indian Parliament now. They should abolish private property. and abolish women should not wear ornaments.
Incha? Where?
They're discussing in Parliament.
In our?
In India. Congress. Ornaments should be banned, and private property banned.
They have already banned.
They're doing it by taxing.
With their land sealing, they are banning all the more than 20 acres.
They have a law. If you have the high dry land, you can have 50 acres per person. And if you have wet land, rice growing, irrigated, you can only have 25 acres. So I said, suppose you have dry land and then you irrigate.
The difficulty is that they have no standard idea.
Yeah.
So they can do anything. And because they are in power, they can pass law whimsically, whatever in that.
Many kings and many?
No, no. Hobu Chandra, sarcastic, Hobu Chandra, and a police.
Foolish king.
And Gobu Chandra Mantri. Another foolish Mantri. One foolish king, another foolish minister. So that is why now. All the rascals are getting bored. One is becoming the president, another is becoming the prime minister. But both of them are rascals.
The law they are passing now is that the president and prime minister under no case can be brought to court.
That is all right. That is good.
They can do anything.
I think that some of the comments of Your Divine Grace on the some of the purports of the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, if they come to the notice of the Indian government, it may give us some, they may seriously consider about banning. Because in that one purport, you openly criticize how unfortunate the citizens are because they have a woman as the prime minister. And in another purport, you openly say that these citizens should keep their, some of their treasury secrets, which is against the principle of their income tax.
Sir, there is no support in the Shastra?
There is support, but according to their idea and their so-called...
then the content Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Chanakya's authority, so I'm quoting Chanakya, what is my fault?
No, they cannot.
Chanakya is authority, otherwise why you have named Chanakya Puri? He's as good as Gandhi and other big, big men. So, it is said, Vishasanaiva Kattambam Sri Surajukule. I am innocent. I am quoting authority.
Yes, you can say that it's the statement of Chanakya. One foolish man, I was saying, some foolish scholar has written that because Krishna is black, he is a scheduled caste. So there was a scheduled caste man in the audience who became educated. So he took offense. Well, maybe Krishna was the leader of the scheduled caste. So I said, that is the statement of some scholar. You cannot criticize me. I am quoting a scholar. The audience shouted him down too. Shudras and Yavanas may become Brahmins, but many of them don't. So many born Shudras are Shudras many times.
Yes.
Artificially, the government process is to give benefits and prestige to the Harijans
without training.
Training.
Without making him Harijan.
A Harijan may become a Brahmin, but sometimes a Harijan is a scheduled caste.
Harijan means method. As soon as he comes, he says, I'm Harijan. Then immediately you understand that he is a sweeper.
Yes.
This is the position.
And now in many cases, they forcibly occupy some land and they create disturbance and the local people set fire and drive them out. We call a barber.
Anyone who is not a Krishna conscious He's a Murad, yes. Not other one, yes.
We call a barber, and he shaves one. And we said, now sharpen again. He does not bring his stone. Just go back and bring your stone. But even in the free society, American society, they have union, and that is caste, to protect the employment. One union man cannot do the work of another union, or he'll put one man out of work. So they stay in their place. So that is swadharma and paradharma. So the same principle is natural, swabhavik, again appears. Naturally. Just like we in my house, we purchased a piano. One union is hired to bring the piano from the shop to the lorry. Another set of workers will lift the piano and put it into the lorry. And another union will take the from the lorry into your house. So you have to hire about 9 different men. Because I said, no, now our work is finished up to this point.
In America?
Yes. And the other union is the truck driver. And no man will do the other work. So, like in India, if you hire a woman to wash the pots, if you tell her to wash the paikana, she will not go. Another woman you have to get. And that protects them. That protects their employment opportunity.
So division of labor.
Division of labor.
Yeah. No, simple life. Struggle for existence. Yeah. Very, very.
People confuse change for progress. When it is just changed and done in a more complicated way, they think it is called progress. That is also the communist thing when there is protest. Well, you have to accept change. It's natural. It's a natural change.
Yeah, that is communal part.
Times are changing. You have to move, you have to change with the time.
Mouse is revolution. Constant revolution.
Yes. I asked one man, I said, what do you have to show? What is the results? What is the results of the change? Are people are still living in a hard way. He says, the struggle is what we have to show. That we have a struggle. People are not just sitting by and being exploited, but they are now struggling.
That is all already in the Bhagavad Gita. Mana sasthani indiyani prakriti sthani karshati. This is the nature's law. What you have got to say about this, nothing. It is already there. Prakriti sthani karshati. Mana sasthani indiyani prakriti sthani karshati. Although they are my part and parcel, mami mangsa jiva bhuta. Still, because they have been predominated by the mind, mana, and the senses, they struggle. Our propaganda is stop the sense gratification and mental conquest. Then the struggle will cease. And we still abide by the senses and mental dictation. Then you have to suffer.
Bullock can pull it out. They were called bullocks. And 50 years ago, they would have the bullocks.
Don't does not become Krishna conscious, he remains a fool and gone. All things foolish. I'll suggest something, he'll suggest something, he'll suggest something. Harava bhaktasya kuto mohad guna manorathena asato dhavate. Mental concoction, they will never be able to come to the right conclusion. Simply they'll create disturbance. Utpata eva kalpata. Let's see, he's working so hard, getting money still, he cannot provide a nice genji.
He'll gamble his money.
Hmm?
They'll gamble.
Gambling, they have got money, huh?